Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey. Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast on this New Year's Day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm Harold Herring, and my fine wife, Bev, well, is resting, and, well, time you hear this, she'll be dreaming of starting the new year, seeing her grandchildren. But welcome to 2018, which we're believing will be your year of deliverance from everything that's holding you back from manifesting the promises of God in your life. 2 Corinthians 5:17, Classic Amplified Bible. Behold, the fresh and new has come. Now, let me tell you, you've never had a year like 2018. I want you to say this with me. My problems of the past will not hinder my possibilities for the future. Say it again. My problems of the past will not hinder my possibilities for the future. 2018 is your year to do what you've never done. Become what you've always wanted to be, free from the hindrances of the past, and yes, even the tricks, traps, lies, deceptions, and wiles of the enemy. 5 years ago today, we did our first Rich Thoughts for Breakfast conference call. Yesterday morning after the call, I began reflecting on my conversation with the Lord as He revealed His plan to me for the first 13 days of 2013. He gave me five instructions. I feel led to share those instructions. He directed me at that time just to mention it. But I'm going to go in just a little bit more detail as I share with you what's stirring in me for 2018. First thing He said was, tell my children prayer. This past October, I read a book. Well, I read what became my favorite book of 2017. Over 40 books, this was my favorite. It's entitled Two Chairs. And it's written by Bob Bodine, who heads a sports management firm in Dallas. And he's on the board of directors of the Texas Rangers baseball team. God used his book to profoundly change prayer, my priorities, and his instructions during our time together became even richer than they'd ever been before. Yeah, I don't know if time will allow me to share more about that book today, but if not, I'll do it sometime real soon. Now, I want to say, if you're hearing my voice today, I'm confident you understand the importance of prayer and its ability to change not only your life, but your destiny. Second thing he said was, when he said, tell my children to pray. Second, he said, tell them to read the Word. Let me just say, surfing the internet and reading the posts of friends or sometimes even people you don't know should always come after reading the Word. Your time on social media will not change your life, but the promises of God will. Actually, it could change your life if you spend a lot of time on it, wasting time that you could be using in a creative, positive way. Third, confessing His Word. He wants us confessing His Word. Our confession changes our direction. Yes, we can change where we are in life, but what comes out of our mouths? We choose our destiny by the words we speak. Proverbs 18:21 in the World English Translation says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Let me personalize it. I want to do that. I'm going to just pick a couple of names and personalize it. If you won't, I mean, I encourage you to do it yourself. Death and life are in the power of Paul's tongue. And if Paul loves it, well, if he loves it, he'll eat the fruit thereof. Think about it. Personalize it for you. Once we confess the scriptures, especially ones we've personalized, I encourage you to do it for 21 days. It will make a profound difference in your thought process and in the quality of your life. Fourth, encouraging someone else. We've taught encouraging others so many times over these past 5 years. We've shared what the scripture says. In fact, I'm going to give you two verses. Then we're going to ask you, I'm going to provoke you thinking with a question. First scripture, Romans 15:32 in the New Living Translation. Then, by the will of God, I'll be able to come to you with a joyful heart, and we will be an encouragement to each other. Second, 1 Thessalonians 5:11, New International Version. Therefore, encourage one another. Build each other up, just as in fact you're doing. Build each other up. Now, here's how I want to provoke you. Right now, maybe after the call, write down the name of one person that you can encourage today. Could be, I'm sure, a lot more. But one, write down the first name that comes to your mind. Beside their name, write down the time that you're going to call them. Think about it. Fifth key, planning your day. Planning your day. Purpose in your heart that you know that you'll know what your goals for tomorrow are before you go to bed tonight. Now, you'll need to be flexible as circumstances and things can change, dictating an adjustment in your daily plan. But the point is to have a plan that can be adjusted. Proverbs 16:3 says, I commit my work to the Lord. My plans will succeed. Each day is a gift to you. What are your plans for this precious treasure of time that God has given to you? Somebody once said, each day is a gift from God, and what we do with that day is our gift to Him. Six, praising God for what He did today. The only way to escape what you're going through is by praising God for what He's already done in your life. Colossians 2:7, New International Version. Rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Colossians 4:2, New International Version. Devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, praising God. Hallelujah. So many scriptures. We've talked about this so many times over the past 5 years. But praising God. Praise Him, God. Praise Him in the victories. Praise Him in the valleys. Praise Him on the mountaintops. Seventh, reviewing, revising, and redirecting your life away from hindrances, obstacles, and promises to having your promises fulfilled. About probably 3 or 4 weeks ago, as I was praying one morning, the Lord gave me a title of something I'm going to write and teach. The title of it was, Focus on the Promises. Focus on His promises, not your problems. Think about that. See, we have to expect, as I was meditating on this first conference call, 2018, I asked the Lord for a word to share with you. He gave me one word, expectation. So we have to expect 2018 to be different than any year in the past. We must expect that it will be our year of deliverance. We must expect that today will be more than just another day. We must expect the promises of God to be manifest in our lives as never before. How do we do that? We begin each day filled with supernatural expectation about the manifestation of His promise, presence, peace, protection, power, promotion, provision, possibilities, and prosperity. Hallelujah. Psalm 5:3 Psalm 5:3 in the New International Version. In the morning, O Lord, you hear my voice. In the morning, I lay my request before you and wait in expectation. God wants each of us to act. He wants us active. He doesn't want us being a spectator in 2018. He wants us active. He wants us on the front lines of establishing and building his kingdom. And yes, he wants each of us to begin each new day in 2018 with a positive expectancy about supernatural favor, divine connections, revelatory insight, and yes, previously unknown opportunities and unused potential. Our expectation must live with him. Psalm 62:5. My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from him. Expectation for 2018 to be our year of deliverance will bring even greater rewards and manifestation than ever before. Proverbs 24:14, Classic Amplified Bible. So shall you know skillfully and godly wisdom. So shall you know skillful and godly wisdom to be thus in your life. If you find it, then there shall be a future and a reward, and your hope and expectation shall not be cut off. Child, are you getting a hold of this? Proverbs 24:14, this time in the Message Bible says, likewise, knowledge and wisdom for your soul, get that, and your future is secured. Your hope is on the solid rock. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Child of God, our expectation secures our future and gives us a hope that is immovable. Our future is secured when we expect to receive the manifestation of God's best, all that he has to offer for us. I love Psalm 25:12, the Living Bible. Where is the man who fears the Lord? God will teach him how to choose the best. Did you hear that? God will teach you. He'll teach me. He'll teach us how to expect the best. Now that ought to really make us shout. Make no mistake about it. It's God's will for us to enjoy all the benefits he provides for us. For today and every day that follows in 2018, we must greet the birth of each new day, every new day, filled with expectation of his promises being fulfilled, understanding that it's our time to be delivered from all that the enemy, well, the things that he would seek to trip us up on. We've got to know that God wants us experiencing supernatural manifestation in 2018. We have to look at it not as what the world wants, but what God wants. And knowing that he's going to teach us how to choose the best. So we need to raise our level of expectation to we're expecting to be able to choose the best. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just remember this. We have a part to play in 2018, becoming our year of deliverance as we move from glory to glory in his marvelous image. Expect 2018 to be your best year ever, to be your year of deliverance, and it will be. It will be. No doubt about it. Go to haroldherring.com. At the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed have you put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails. Happy New Year. And keep thinking rich thoughts.